In the past, the engine house was heated with peat in order to create a consistent temperature for the machine. Today, a tempering system is used instead of the peat heating system in the lower brine storage tank, because the exhibition spaces provide an unsuitable environment for the preservation of the exhibits. Since the shutdown of the pipeline in 1958, the machine itself has gone through many changes. It was dismantled and stored, and the original signs of tear and wear got lost in the process. Only when the museum was opened in 1995 did the machine return to its original location. Storing the machine has led to new traces of tear and wear, which are clearly visible but have become part of the history of the machine.
In the Salt Museum next door, you can see the metal lathe of the neighboring pumping station in Bergham, which was used to repair the brine pipeline and the water column machine. The technology used for the wooden construction with its hand-driven flywheel dates back to the year 1800.